Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Look out.
Coast FM. I swear that song was recorded like outdoors in a schoolyard or something. I can hear people talking in the background towards the end of it.
That's really just weird. The voices in your head, Tamillo.
But if you can hear them.
I can't hear them. There's no voices.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This is a conversation, madam, that we will have on. As my therapist, we probably need to talk this through.
We'll go through this.
And now, you may have noticed some dramas with social media platforms today. Facebook
and Instagram.
Instagram and Messenger down.
Yeah.
Turns out that is worldwide. Some of the services have now come back online. Some patchy. I've got,
my Facebook is back, but Messenger is not working.
So just patience, everybody. We may have to just have a little chat. Real FaceTime chat.
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, so apparently we've all been stirring our tea wrong. According to a UK...
What way you meant to stir well, anti-clockwise? Or?
No. Allow me to elaborate. Okay. According to a UK etiquette expert, the key to a better cup is stirring in straight lines.
Straight lines?
From top to bottom of your mug.
What do you mean?
Not around in circles. Up and down. Straight lines.
Dunking.
Sort of. Apparently it allows for a better blend of milk, tea and sugar rather than letting the sugar just fall to the bottom. So
well,
try
it. I usually stir like normal people and then go to the bottom and then to the top, you know, like a whirlpool
well, you're
up
wasting
and down.
Energy. You're wasting energy, Nikki.
Just
why
dunk
would you
the
do
spoon
that?
In.
Just yip, 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 yip.
Plonk, plonk, dunk.
And if that noise didn't signify it, I was going up and down with the spoon there.
Yeah, that was good.
Like a piston. Now, we really apparently also, according to this expert, need to let our tea brew longer. 5 minutes is the general consensus.
Before you start drinking it. Well, that'll That's be right. fine because I usually make a tea and then I don't drink it.
Okay, well, you can
sip when it's freezing cold. I'll be like, oh, this is cold.
You
done.
Can do it as long as you like if you're not going to drink it. And on an unrelated issue, apparently wine glasses are designed to be held by the stem.
Very unbalanced.
Well, no, that's what they're meant to be.
I don't know. I feel like I don't have much control if you're holding the stem.
How long have you been holding wine glasses?
What do you know? Like it's a big bulb at the top. You want to hold the bottom of the bulb.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Because
you're wrong.
The stem is just very unsecure.
They're designed for, apparently.
Okay.
So join us same time tomorrow as we discuss the correct way to apply deodorant. And I'll also tell you about my upcoming seminar about the right way to pronounce your own name.
Nikki and Tamillo's.
Riddle me this.
With Nikki and the human guitar. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Arena from Marangaroo is taking the challenge this morning.
Hi, Arena.
Hello, Arena.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right, so we've got a VIP box at the Mandurah Magic Game up for grabs here. If you'd like to go and check out the basketball, you need to obviously work out the trickiness of this riddle, though.
All right, Arena. The riddle is... Which word in the dictionary is spelt incorrectly?
I think incorrectly.
Right, so incorrectly is spelt incorrectly.
Which, weirdly enough, is also correct.
It is. Well done.
Nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't trick you there.
Nah, too easy. A corporate box, that means, well, you, three friends, food and drink, when Mandurah Magic take on... The Eastern Suns on Saturday. That's what Kalamunda's called. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. And by the way, you actually said my name wrong.
Oh, okay. Oh. What's your name then?
Alina.
Well, Darren does that a lot.
That makes more sense.
It's hard when you're partially deaf.
Partially?
What'd you say?
Well, many apologies later. At least now we've cleared it up. Well
it's
done.
Right, it's all right.
It's fine. She's going to the basketball. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's all right with it now.
Nice work. Good.
Good
to know.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here's your friend in the fridge, Nikki Parkinson.
Why am I in a fridge?
Just is.
Can't explain it. Okay. Lady Gaga has announced her sixth album is on the way.
Mind you, she probably won't do that.
No, probably not.
No.
I just like the rah-rah in
there. There you go. Rah-rah Rasputin.
She announced the news via Twitter whilst also responding to rumours that she's pregnant with Bradley Cooper's baby.
Oh, good she Lord. Tweeted, give it up, people.
I know. Come on. Let it rest. She tweeted, rumours I'm pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant. With hashtag LG6. Woo! So we can expect some fresh Gaga album action on the horizon.
That's a reference to the album, is it?
Yes, okay. LG6, Lady Gaga 6.
I see. All right. She's going to give birth to a CD.
She is. Painful. Seven armed FBI agents have arrested Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman for her involvement in a college admissions cheating scandal.
Wow.
Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy's daughters, SAT scores were altered in the scheme in order to get them into top universities. She's since been released on $350,000 bail after surrendering her passport. In the meantime, Full House star Lori Loughlin was taken into custody in LA overnight for her involvement in the same scandal. She allegedly paid $700,000 to have their daughters recruited into a university rowing team, even though neither of them were rowers. So I really don't understand this scandal.
No, I'm confused.
Anyway, Captain Marvel is smashing the box office, raking in $646 million globally in its first weekend.
I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here, but I can't tell if it's real.
We have no idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
Shazam!
Ooh, now that's a new movie coming out.
Well, Captain Marvel used to say Shazam.
And now there's another movie coming out called Shazam, and he looks like Captain Marvel.
Oh, interesting.
Very confusing.
This Mind you, that said, this is one of those few franchises where they flipped the gender, and mm-hmm. it seems to have really worked.
Really worked. And it is the biggest box office worldwide launch for a female-led movie.
Wow.
Even beating Wonder Woman's 2017 release. So there you go.
Impressive.